Uganda has one of the strictest coronavirus lockdowns in Africa, but now President Yoweri Museveni says they've tamed the infection and the country's starting to loosen some of the restrictions. Uganda has 97 reported cases and no deaths. That's in a country of 42 million. The lockdown included a dusk till dawn curfew and a ban on private and public transportation. Police and the army helped enforce it. But those forces have also reportedly beat, shot, and arbitrarily detained people across Uganda. Robina Alambuya says the harsh enforcement has affected especially people with disabilities. She's a disability rights advocate in the city of Jinja near Uganda's capital, Kampala. Alambuya says that from the beginning of the outbreak, authorities did not take into account the needs of people with disabilities.
I think there was a gap right at the start of COVID. When the National Task Force was being put in place, there was no representation of disability experts who could guide the plan of how to respond to COVID. So all the teams that were taken out, the security people, every team that was recruited to work in COVID, many of them had limited understanding of the needs, specific needs of people with disabilities. And that's how we ended up. There's another younger man who was beaten in his leg. They showed on media. He was beaten. He had an intellectual disability. He could not understand the way he was communicating with them. They thought maybe it was just because he walked also after curfew time. So it was an issue of awareness.
Yeah, I read a story of a deaf man who was shot because security saw him as disobeying the curfew, which is just shocking. I mean, he had to have his leg amputated. So nearly 15% of Ugandans live with some form of physical disability. That's largely in rural areas. Explain how people with disabilities in those rural villages are actually getting information during the pandemic.
Most of the information has been more on television, radio, online social medias. But the challenge is that people in the rural areas, very few people have TVs in their houses. Very few have radios. Very few even have telephones. If they get the information, then they get it when it has moved through so many people and it has been changed. So sometimes they get not the right information.
Robina, you're also involved at the international level with disability advocacy. How have groups like the UN and the WHO been responding to the risk people with disabilities face during COVID-19?
At the international level, they have tried to put out standards. For example, the UN passed a statement on how people with disabilities and their human rights should be respected during the COVID response. But then I think the challenge is, how is it tailored to our Ugandan situation and how is it being implemented?
Robina, what do you hope can happen when it comes to policy in Uganda once the coronavirus is dissipated? What are you hoping that it can do at the policy level when it comes to people with disabilities?
One of the things that we would like to see at the planning of post-COVID, people with disabilities should be well represented.
Are you confident that will happen?
We are holding on hope that it will happen because there has been a lot of voices of people with disabilities demanding for inclusion. At least there are steps that are being taken because members of parliament that represent people with disabilities are now allowed on the national task team. That is the first step. But at the lower levels now, not yet. But at least there is a step. So we are hopeful that now as we are continuing to demand, bringing out voices and bringing out these stories that come, negative stories that have shown that lack of inclusion is very dangerous to all of us, to all citizens. I am hopeful that the post-COVID will be different.
Robina Alambuya is an inclusive disability rights activist in Uganda. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Good to meet you, Robina.
Thank you.